This is the Empty Stands Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of the podcast, the Empty Stands Podcast. I'm Reward as usual, and today I'm joined by our reigning champ again, the Galacticus, the Galacticus League, mini league. He loves to hear that. Even though it was a fluke, but he's still the reigning champ nonetheless. So welcome, Richie, again. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me again.
How's it going? How you doing?
Not really doing well in terms of FPL. Past couple of weeks have been a red hour for me. So, you know, stuck at 20th in the league, looking to make a late run into the top 10. So, you know, we'll see how the coming weeks fall out.
Yeah, it's 10 crucial game weeks to go. And yeah, I think this is crunch time of the season. So everyone is trying to be at their A game. Yeah. But last game week, I see you got 71 points. Can you talk us through your team?
Your captain? Yeah, I think. Yeah, so let's just start with the captain. I captained Saka because, you know, I just wanted to zag when everybody was zigging, I guess. I should have done it last week as well because you did the same thing last week.
Yeah.
You know, I felt that Manu would be a tough out for Man City, even though I knew they were going to win, but I felt like it was maybe like 2-0 or 1-0 or whatever it was going to be. I didn't expect the style of play that Ten Hag came with, but I just expected it to be a tough. It's a derby game. It's, and I said it to be a tough one for Haaland. So, and then Sheffield, you know, the last time they played a good team at home, they lost 5-0 to Aston Villa. So, you know, I expected Arsenal to continue their form, and I expected Saka to be a part of, you know, a lot of goals, if not at least an assist and a goal. I expected a penalty as well from him, but I felt like he would have had one if he had played the second half. but yeah, that was my basic reasoning for selecting Saka as my captain. You know, the sub that I did early in the week was Hee-Chan to Douglas Lewis.
Yeah.
Which, looking back now, I probably would have just sold Tony to Watkins. I think that was the move that was right there for me. But I wanted to give Tony another week since they were playing Chelsea at home. And he just doesn't seem to participate in the attack just as much anymore. I don't know if it's because... Yeah, I don't know if it's because Mbeumo is out of the squad right now or...
Playmaker for them. Lots of injuries. So I guess he's taking up that role as well. So...
Yeah. And then... My other team literally just picked itself. I benched Solanke because of his fitness. Even though I knew they were going to win, I felt like, you know, they're playing away again. We're going to talk about this later about game 28, double game week 28, but I'm not a huge fan of the bad teams like we talked the last time. So, I mean, I knew Bournemouth was going to win, but, like, I was just like, you know, I can't get... take that risk of starting Solanke and he plays like a half, right? And then the only mistake I'll say I made was Doughty Taylor. I mean, that's like a toss-up to me. I mean, I think Doughty has more attacking, goes forward more. So I guess I would have gone with Doughty, but I felt like they were going to lose big to Aston Villa and Bournemouth. We're not going to lose. Burnley, we're not going to lose big to Bournemouth. So that was my choice. And then the goalkeeper, it was ridiculous this week. Kelleher went with 9. I like, at first I was like, oh my God, I got the right one. I got the right goalkeeper this week. And then Areola went and saved the penalty. So
you shouldn't be complaining because I don't know what you expect people like me to do.
Yeah.
The fact that Flecken, with all the goals considered, outscored Martinez.
Yeah. So the keeper was a wash to me, even though Areola, you know, had 13 points. So that's basically my team. How about you? How did you do?
I think I didn't do any much better. I had 75. I was on Saka captain for like most of the week, and then Haaland goes ahead to score 5 goals in the League Cup
on
in
the
the FA
midweek,
Cup. Yeah. And I was like, I don't think I can. this is way too risky. So I moved the armband to Haaland, and then I was praying, like I was watching the Arsenal game behind the couch, and I'm like, can they take Saka off? Just take this guy off, because I think it was like in the first or second minute that he hit the post. Yeah, and I was
yes.
like, oh God, what have I done?
But then if you watch the game, they weren't really playing through his side that much. I felt like they used Martinelli a lot.
I mean, but he wasn't
right?
he was quite
right.
involved.
Yeah. I didn't see that opening. Maybe because the Sheffield was more concerned about him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Martinelli's side, like the right side was or the left side now was really open compared to Saka's side, right? So it was amazing that he got the return he got. So
yeah, so I was just lucky that I think Asata said he was ill and he was feeling some type of way, so he had to take him off. I also did KDB to I took off KDB and Richarlison to Son and Bowen. That worked out in my favor, although because I don't know how KDB blanked in the United game.
He didn't really play well that game.
Right. So.
Didn't really play well.
So that was good for me. Now I have Son and I have both.
Oh, yeah.
Both.
Now, did you take out KDB in preparation for Salah, or it was just a this week move or last week move rather?
I knew I needed Son because Richarlison was out. I needed a Spurs. I needed someone from Spurs in my team, and I mean Son was like the obvious choice. And funds wise, the only way I could get to Son was if I took out KDB. So. I took out KDB for Son, and I also got Bowen too, two for the price of one, I guess. And they both returned. So. But my defense was just horrific. I've had Senesi for, I think, about 5 game weeks now.
Yeah.
And kept this guy just because of the double game week. And then game week 27 starts, and he goes off.
He got injured. It's the curse of the double game week, man. It's the FPL curse.
And I'm like, why on earth do I even have this guy? Because the only reason I've kept him all this while, now he's gone. So, and then the guy had to keep a clean sheet. Yeah, so that's that. And then I think, like I mentioned earlier, I'm done with my goalkeepers. So I have Martinez and Flecken. I'm done with Martinez. Like, you can't be, I think he was 5.3 million, you can imagine. 5.3 and... Every week, it's either ones or twos. Like, this guy does absolutely nothing. Nothing. And I'm like, I need those funds for Salah, so I had to take him off.
Yeah, you might need to bring in Kelleher because I saw a report that Alisson is going to be out for a longer period of time. So,
yeah, but we have a double game week and a blank. And Kelleher blanks in 29. So... I don't think.
Well, you have two goalkeepers, right?
I have Flecken, right? But I mean, Flecken is going to concede as well. So I was thinking Neto. I really like the looks of Neto. The games against, we'll speak about them. The Bournemouth games against Luton and Sheffield. Those are like the best games you can dream of to get a clean sheet. So I really like the looks of Neto. So if I get Neto, I get the double. Then for blank game 29, I can go to Flecken. So
I disagree, but we'll get into it later. I disagree.
Yeah, so let's talk about the double. Why do you think it's a trap?
Well, it's two bad teams. I know Bournemouth are playing better, but like. Three bad teams, like Bournemouth versus Sheffield, Bournemouth versus Luton.
Luton.
And I think Luton has a double as well, right?
Yeah, so Bournemouth and Luton.
So, it's two bad teams. And Bournemouth games, no matter how good they are, I think that Sheffield will want to bounce back. I think that they want to prove a point. If you remember early in the season, they played Wolves. I think away from home, if I'm not mistaken. And they won. They won that game. It was a close game, you know, until the end, and they scored two, and it was 2-1. They had a good game against Aston Villa early in the season where they were almost going to win that game, right? I remember a lot of people captained Watkins that game. And Aston Villa were able to squeak in with a draw, squeak out with a draw, right? So I know that they're terrible right now, or they look terrible right now, because they just played probably the best team in the Premier League right now, right? So I don't expect, you know, I know people are going to want to buy Neto and some Bournemouth defenders, but I just think they even the Arsenal game, they had a couple of chances. Like, it's not like it was just like one side. They did in the first half. It's a bad team. But I'm saying Bournemouth is not Arsenal better than Sheffield.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? So, and they're not Arsenal better than Luton too. So, I don't see it. I don't see I still have my triple captain, right? So, I'm not doing that. I'd rather triple captain Haaland when he plays West Ham and another team than triple captain. Like, I'm not going to fall for it this time now.
Interesting. I remember the last double game week we had, and it was Luton, right? And they were playing this same Sheffield. Yes. Sheffield shocked everyone by beating Luton. So,
right. That's what I mean. Is that I think because they are two bad teams, it's going to be a little bit even. Like, the quality of players are not like that drastically higher than.
You know. I don't think you can classify Bournemouth as a bad team per se. Bournemouth are not
fair. Fair enough. Yeah. They are 13th in the league.
Yeah. I feel like if you needed any fixtures for the double, Luton and Sheffield are like the worst teams in the league. They are 19th and 20th. Luton, 19th and 20th.
So that means you're saying that Sheffield is going to lose the rest of their games.
What are they playing for? They're relegated already. Like, I don't even see the point. They shouldn't even
play for pride. They're praying for the badge. They're playing for pride. They are terrible. They're a terrible team. If you put a gun to my head, not to be very dramatic, and you asked me to triple captain a double game week player, or rather captain Morris. I know we're going to talk about Morris.
Actually, I agree with that, but yeah.
So,
interesting take. So let's go. Well, let's say we have this bias removed and you're like pro double game week players, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go through each of the teams, Luton and Bournemouth. Let's start with Bournemouth. If you were to pick, let's go with your top three players from each of those teams. So let's start with Bournemouth.
For Bournemouth, I've got Solanke.
Yep.
Got Neto, and I've got, believe it or not, I don't know if he starts, but I got Kluivert.
Interesting, because he scored last week.
Yeah. No. This is just, I've always had that in mind. I think he's a very creative player. I think that him and Tavernier, they're both very creative. They have a little bit of dribbling skills.
Yep.
I can take on a man, right? So those are my top three. Those are my top three. If you want to say four, you can add Tavernier, but those are my top three.
Interesting.
How about you?
I don't know if I'll go with Kluivert because I feel like his minutes are not... He's a minutes risk.
He
chops and changes quite a bit. So I'm not sure I want to go with Kluivert. Even the Tavernier guy, he's been off form of late. Even the match against Burnley. Yeah, he missed a couple of chances, like clear-cut chances. So I'm not even sure. I think he's off form, so... I wouldn't go near Tavernier. If I was to pick it, I agree with you. Definitely Solanke than Neto. Those are nailed. But if I was to go for a third, I'll probably go for a defender. Zabani.
Another defender?
I mean, Senesi is injured, so I'm just...
I'm assuming Neto is like a defensive pick, right?
We are taking off the bias, right? So let's assume they are good for clean against both teams, right?
We can assume that, but we've all talked about how clean sheets were very hard to come by all season. So that's not even bias, right? Like, that's like what we've talked about all year.
Yeah, but then I feel like at least one of those teams, probably Sheffield, they're getting a clean sheet. So, yeah, I'll probably go with Zabani. He's nil. Okay. Although he doesn't have like an attacking threat, especially from set pieces, the way Senesi had. But you know that he's nil. He'll get you the 180 minutes. But don't expect any much or too much from.
It's the first time I've heard Zabani talked about.
Really, in lots of people got him in last game week.
For real?
That's
interesting.
So. There's the left back who's like really attacking, the Kekers guy. I really like him, but I don't know. There's rotation risk as well. I'm not sure if Kelly is still injured. So if Kelly's injured, then but Kekers is also a good shot. But top three, Solanke, Neto, and Zabani for me. So let's go over to Luton. Who are your top three assets for Luton?
For me, mine is a bit different. With Luton, I mean, I think Doughty for sure, Morris, and Clark. I watched their game against Aston Villa, and I think he's one of their better players. I mean, I know Barkley kind of like run the shows in the midfield, but in terms of like, what?
When I hear Barkley, I'm like, why?
Right, I'm just saying he runs their midfield, right? Like I'm not even picking him as an FPL asset. Yeah. I'm just saying, but I think that Clark is, you know, it's, you're asking top three. If you're asking me top players, I'll stop at two. But if you want me to go top three, I think I'll add Clark.
Yeah, I agree. I'll also go with Morris. I think he's a standout captain. I think since game week 19, he's had 54 points. If you check, Haaland got back from injury. I think Haaland has only outscored him by 1 point.
Yeah.
So that's how consistent he's been. So Morris is a really good shout. Of course, Doughty. Doughty, like I call him. I know the last double game week he disappointed lots of people, but he's
it's just really a bad team, man. He's on a it's a bad team. I don't know what to tell you. It's a bad team.
Oh, his crosses are just to die for. Honestly, I feel like after this season, he should definitely be going on to bigger things.
Yeah, I actually was checking his. I was like, how old is this guy? Like he's 24, so yeah, definitely. He reminds me of Trippier a little bit.
Yep.
Like on the left.
Sometimes too, because I know when the injury happened to Senesi, they had to move him to
Kabore.
It wasn't Kabore, there was someone else, the defender. They had to move him to the left center back. And he did really well. But then, when they were chasing the game in the second half, they moved him back to left wing back, and then he was just brilliant. So, Doughty, if anybody doesn't have him, then I don't know what you're doing, but I feel like he's a good shout. I'm not sure about the third Luton guy, but I don't know. Maybe the goalkeeper, Kaminski. I can't think of. Two is more than enough.
Two is enough.
Both of their games are away. We at Crystal Palace and we at Bournemouth. So I'm not expecting much from them. So yeah, Morris and Doughty for me. So next question. I see lots of shouts, especially on FBL Twitter, about taking hits. No, let me put it this way. What if I wanted to take hits to get this double gaming players? Do you think it's worth it?
Don't do it. Do not do it. You can do it like if you are just having fun, if you're trying to just, it's an FPL, it's, you know, I'm just having fun, whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
If you're trying to maintain your position in your league, in your mini leagues, do not take hits, because again, these are bad teams. I know you said Bournemouth is not a bad team, but these are bad. And the thing about these teams is, like, you might go into a game and Clark scores. Like, there's no, apart from maybe Solanke and Morris, like, who's the sure guy there? Like, there's nobody that's sure. You might go into a game and, like, the defender scores, like some random person runs into the box, or Chong, Chong might score, right? Like, do you know what I mean? Or Barkley can score, or Tavania can score. Like, it's like, so it's like, do not, because you might pick the wrong one or make the wrong move. Yeah. Take the people that are guaranteed to start, like Morris and Solanke. If you want to take a hit, maybe you don't have Solanke or you don't have Morris. Those are the two players I'll say take a hit for. I mean, you just read out the stats about Morris, but, you know, I mean, any other team he's on, people are going to be taking hits for him, right? Because of his last stats for the past couple of weeks. So those are the only two players I would say take a hit for.
Interesting. Okay. So would I be too crazy if I...
Yes. Yeah, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. Ask your question. Ask your question.
Would I be too crazy to do a Haaland to Morris?
See? Yes. No. Honestly, I think, I mean, it's a numbers game, right? Two is better than one. And the one game is a tough game against Liverpool.
It's actually three. Three is better than one. If you consider
three, over the next two game weeks, right? Three is better than one. So, oh, definitely. So, as long as you have a path to bringing Haaland back, you know, why not? Like, it's not something a lot of people is going to do. If he works out, it's a risk. If he works out, you're going to move, climb up on your mini league. So, I would say it's worth the risk for sure.
What about KDB to maybe a Tavernier? Would you do that?
I wouldn't. I would do KDB to some of the players that play in game week 29, Leon Bailey or Douglas Luiz, we talked about, and maybe Bowen, maybe. You know, those are what I'll consider, because they are sure players or sure 90 minutes players for their teams, and they're very important to their teams than a Tavernier or if you look at Bournemouth the last week. I mean, they had a blazing start to the season. They beat Man U at home 3-0, right? Like, so, but since then they've not been scoring. They beat Forest 3, I think. Solanke scored a hat trick, but then Forest was down to 10 men. So it's not like they've been banging in goals, and you know, you can't wait to pick them. So I wouldn't do that move. I would rather pick a player that, like Liam Bailey's, his attacking threats are really good, and then Bowen, we know what Bowen brings, and then maybe Douglas Luiz because he's on penalties and he's involved in the attack a lot too.
Do you think KDB is like a sure sell? Because I feel like low-key, this guy has been like a fraud since he came
back. I don't think he's a fraud.
That he gave us in 21 minutes when he came off the bench.
I've never had him. He gave you. Never had him. He gave you guys. But I don't think he's a sure sell. I don't think he's a fraud, but I think he's a sure sell. I think that KDB is good for stints, like 3 weeks here and there, right? Even last year, like, if you look at a lot of teams, nobody had KDB. Like, he was just an expensive midfielder. If you had him one, you know, I think there was a Newcastle game where he had, like, three assists or something like that.
Yeah.
If you had him, like, here and there, he's going to give you one of those. Like, sometimes those his passes are just going to hit, and Haaland's going to score two, Alvarez is going to score one, and he's going to have those returns. But, like, I think whoever has KDB right now should be looking to bring in Salah, right? That should be the long-term plan for KDB.
Okay. Moving on, let's talk about Rodrigo Muniz, the Fulham striker who came from nowhere, literally nowhere. Broja was signed to, help their striking woes, and suddenly this guy can't stop scoring. From, I think in the last six game weeks, well, the last five games, he's had five goals.
He's got four or five goals, right?
Yeah, five goals.
That's his total for the season, to be honest.
Right?
That's his total for the season.
That's 42
points. Yeah. This guy's done. He's got his total for the season.
He's going under the radar. Nobody's even noticing. He's, since game week 23, his second for FPL points. You can imagine that. His first for bonus points. His second for goals scored. His third for big chances. And he's also second for shots. Why is nobody talking about this guy? What do we need to do to prop this guy? Like,
nobody's talking about him because who leaves? Right? Who leaves your team for Rodrigo Muniz, right? You have Haaland, Solanke, Watkins.
Yeah.
Right? You have Hoyland, Morris, Tony, and then, right?
Tony is a fraud. So
Havertz now, right? Are we going to say Havertz? Like, I think Havertz just has as good of a start as Muniz, right? So, and he's on a better team too. So, there's no space for Muniz. Like, I think if they're playing Sheffield, that's a good punt. But I think. It's just one of those teams, Fulham, where a lot of their wingers get involved in their goals. Like, I think Solomon and Iwobi and Willian when he's fit. And then I don't know when Raul Jimenez is coming back too. So, okay. So I still don't think Rodrigo Muniz. I think it's a punt if they're playing one of the relegation sides. But for now, there's too many attackers to take his place.
I might consider him in game week 29 for Solanke, because Solanke blanks in 29. So, and then he has a home game against Spurs in 29. I mean, Spurs they always concede. So
they're gonna concede. Yeah, for sure.
And he's cheap too. I mean, we just heard today that Salah is back in training. So if you need the funds, I feel like he's a really good.
Everybody's gonna have to,
I really like the looks of Muniz, but let's see how it goes. So let's talk differentials for double game week 28. Who are your top differentials this game week?
For double game week 28, 1 second, let me just pull up the fixtures.
There's a tendency to forget the single game week guys. Like, everybody's all Lisa focused on double game week guys, and there's always the standard to that.
I think honestly, one differential that people might want to look at is Eze. They play Luton and they're at home.
Yeah.
We already talked about Solanke versus Sheffield. We already talked about the Bournemouth players. I think Havertz too is a good differential.
Definitely.
So those are the two main ones for me. Just looking at the fixtures. You know, if I want to add a third one, we just discussed the player, which is Rodrigo Muniz. They play Wolves, and you know, Wolves is not all that defensively. I think they're gonna concede. So that could be a differential, but the top two for me are Eze and Havertz, at least for the aside from the double game players we already talked about.
I also like the Arsenal left back, Kiwio. This guy has just been going slightly under the radar.
So does that mean that Zinchenko is just...
I don't think Lutsenko is, I mean, I don't think he's back anytime soon, too, so.
It's not okay.
And Kiwia has been
quite... He's been very good.
Yeah, quietly doing the job. 8 points, 9 points, 10 points, like, it's been amazing, so. Sounds like a really good differential to me. I like the looks of, I don't know, Timo Werner. What do you think of Timo Werner?
I don't like the looks of it. I think that's a huge game for both of those teams because they're going for top four.
Oh, you remember
that's
a what huge game. Last time we met?
That what? No,
that game sounds like lots of goals.
It's a lot of goals.
Villa with their high line. Spurs with their. I don't know what Spurs do, but they always
can't. Spurs play a high line too, so you know no, they do play a high line as well.
Yeah, we could see a basketball game. Villa Spurs.
Yeah, so. Timo Werner, man, oof, that was a tough one. I'd rather go for Brendan Johnson, maybe. But it doesn't start. That's another thing. It's not nailed. I'm seeing West Ham play Burnley.
Yeah, I was going to look at Kudus now. Oh, he's only 3.3% owned. So Kudus is also a good shot. Yeah,
Kudus could be a huge differential.
Bowen looks like he's hugging all the chances for West Ham.
I think Kudus is due. I think he's kind of due for a goal, I think.
Okay. Interesting. So let's talk captaincy. I know we slightly touched on it. I feel like it's between Solanke and Morris, right?
I think so too.
Yeah.
I already made a sub early in the week.
Oh, okay.
I saw Tony for Watkins.
Like, all your red arrows. All the red arrows you've been.
It was a differential. I was hoping for something. I'm like, he's bad. Oh, man, that was a bad move.
Watkins is a season keeper. Like, you can't even go with it. Yeah. I made a mistake and I had to rectify it like a week later. Like, no, you can't go without Watkins. His top of the league, his top of the FPL's point season for a reason. Like, I think I saw a stat somewhere, like, if he continues the way he's going, he could eclipse Salah's record of 303 points.
Because he has a lot of assists as well. I think he has double-digit assists as
double-digit
well.
Double-digit goals and assists, yeah. The guy has been brilliant. You can't...
Yeah, I made that mistake, so I already corrected it, so I don't think I'll be taking any hits.
Okay. So who are you captain?
So my captain this week would be Solanke.
Interesting.
Yeah. But if you have Morris, I think that's the way to go for sure. I think he's on penalties. He's nailed. Adebayo is injured. You know, I think that's the way to go.
Very fairly consistent, like.
Yeah, since game week 19, like you said, yes.
Okay. And I know you also have your triple captainship and you're not using it on Solanke, no?
No, I'm not doing that. I think my triple captain will be used the game week 37 for the double game week.
Okay.
On Haaland.
But have you decided on like a cheap strategy yet? Because I know game week 29 is in plan.
I'm not doing a free hit if that's what you're asking. Again, because look at the four teams, man. Like, it's like, what are we doing? Why do we keep doing this? It's Fulham, West Ham, like, you know, Burnley and I think Aston Villa.
Spurs there. There's a Villa there. There's a West Ham there. Like, you could triple Spurs. Triple West Ham.
The thing is, a lot of people, like, I don't know, in our league, you saw a couple of people did free hit this week, and it paid out for them, right? That's the thing. It's like, aside from the wild card, you want to take your hits when, you want to use your chips when not everybody's using it, right? And just hope that your strategy works, right? That's how, like, that week when I saw a lot of people capping in Haaland, I was just like, man, I'm just going to take my chance. Like, it's like, I'm going to, because what's the point? Like, what's the point of everybody doing the same thing and everybody getting the same score? And it doesn't,
you stand the risk of being blown away. Like, you're playing catch up if it works out for everyone.
I'd rather take that than, because that's what everybody's scared of. That everybody did it. I don't like same thing with our template teams, right?
Yeah.
But I'd rather take the risk and see what I need to catch up, and just put all your chips to the table. You know, it's like a game of poker, right? Like, you know, you hold all your chips to your chest. I don't want to show my hands yet.
Well, I don't think I'll be free hitting in 29 as well. I think I have like 6 players, and I'll probably just go through.
6 is enough. Right? I think 6 is enough.
Yeah. But I think it's really simple for me in terms of Haaland. If you're going to free hit in game week 29, I feel like you should keep Haaland. But if you're not going to use a free hit chip, I think you can sell him for maybe a Morris. Yeah, because like we mentioned, I said like we mentioned, it's 3-1. So I mean, even if Morris doesn't do anything, just appearance points, 2-2-2. That's 6.
True.
Like
he has. How long would have to score a goal to match? Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was thinking about wildcard 28. Like this week, right? I was thinking about doing my wildcard this week. I am still considering it just to be, because I think if I do it any like 32, 34, it's like 4 games left. Like, what am I, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking my wildcard is going to be done this week. If not, then, oh boy, I don't know.
Typically, I like to wildcard just when. So I wildcard then play my bench boost like almost immediately.
Right? Exactly.
But doing it in 28 doesn't give me. There's no double in 29 or that. So 29 is a blank, anyways. And then if you're wildcarding in 28, you have to be mindful of 29. So you're probably going to pick some of these weird looking
couple players. Of players.
Yeah. So and then you don't have any wildcard to go off them when. We'll probably need a Salah.
Yeah. Cool. I don't think I would have picked a lot of players. I'll probably pick, I have Son, maybe Adudogi, Bowen. And that's, I'll probably just have 6 just like you. So I'm not going to try to overcompensate for that blank game week.
I think my team is.
I might add Morris as well.
Yeah, I think I could ride it out to maybe a game week 31. Then I can wildcard then. And I'm still not decided on free hit 34 or bench boost 37. I could alternate them. So it could be bench boost 34, because that's closer to my wildcard than free hit 37. So that's my chip strategy for now. It's not cast in stone yet. It could change. But yeah, I don't think I'm wildcarding now or free hitting in 29.
Okay, that's good.
Right, so let's play a game. Pick a player from this game week that you think scores the most points this game week.
Considering it's a double game week.
Yeah.
I think Morris. I think Morris, popular pick, but I think he outscores everybody. This game,
I was thinking he would go with Solanke,
because No. I think Morris is the better pick this week. Honestly, I know everybody has been talking Solanke up to this point, but I think I think he's fit. I think there's enough time has passed for whatever knock he had, I think.
Interesting.
I don't just see him scoring like a hat trick. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? When I think about the two games, I don't just see him like going crazy and scoring like a, I don't know, man. match. I may be wrong, but that's my but my pick for this week is Morris.
Yeah, well,
who's your pick?
I can't unlook the Sheffield United game at least. That team, I maintain that team shouldn't even be in the league. Like, they are definitely a championship team. Like, they have no business. I'm sorry to their fans, but they have no business. They're bad. Like, really bad. So, yeah. Just because of that Sheffield United game, I pick Solanke. Yeah. All right.
No money players, huh?
Who's my you?
Yeah. Interesting. Playing Everton. Interesting. I think it's going to be an upset, I think.
Looks like a draw. United Everton looks like a draw.
There's so much going on around Manchester United. I don't know.
Is Hoyland back? Or he's still... Oh,
no, he's not.
And there's no hope. If he was back, then probably, yeah. If he's still out, then I don't see United doing anything. Injuries. Trippier's out for, I think, till the international break. So whoever has Trippier, take note. Salah is back in training. I mean, he's also in the Liverpool team for tomorrow's game against... who are they playing again? I don't know. The Europa game. Yeah.
Europa League.
So... I mean, if he starts on the bench, do you think he starts against his city?
I think so. I think he starts. It's a big game for them.
Yeah.
It's a big game. It's a huge game for both of them too.
Do you have any plans on getting Salah back?
I think Foden would have to go.
I think so.
I really do. I think I'm going back to the... Yeah, I disagree. I think Foden is... I'm going back to the setup I had at the beginning of the season where we all had Son and Salah. Yeah, I think for the stretch, he's gonna be needed for Liverpool for the home stretch. I think he's gonna play every game. Once he's 100%, I think... I don't think Foden is gonna play every game going forward.
I feel like he's the most...
He's going to go...
best like, player for City. Yeah. He and Roger.
He is. That's why they need him, right? Like, they just qualified for the Champions League quarterfinal. Like, they, I'm sure they're eyeing that as well. And Foden is kind of like, you know, like in and out sometimes. I think the last three games, he didn't do anything until the last game against Man U, right? So it's like, but I don't, like, would you ask yourself this? Would you rather have, in an FPL world, would you rather have Salah or Foden?
Definitely Salah. Salah is king. You know, Salah is king.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know, there's no even, you don't need to overthink it. So that means you do without Son.
I still have Son. Like, my team, so I have, that's true.
You cannot, except you want to do away with Haaland.
I mean, is that too much? Because
so you rather keep Foden than keep Haaland.
If you had Morris, like when Haaland got back from his injury, the only difference is just 1 point. And Morris is 5.1. Haaland is 14.5. just based on value alone, I don't think Haaland is. I don't think it's worth what that.
If Haaland had scored two goals against, if he had converted that chance,
it's a game of chance. You have to take your chance. I mean,
against Chelsea, if he had converted one of those chances, we're here singing a different tune, right? And the only reason we're bringing Morris up is because, again, it's the last five games. Oh, no, sorry, eight games. So what happened the previous 19?
Well, it's a game of chances. I know a couple of people who are like really top in the leagues and they don't have Salah and they don't have Haaland. They've got like whole season without Haaland. And they're doing quite well.
Yeah, true. They're doing fine. Fair enough. That's because they he was injured for like half of the season.
Let's see how it goes. But I feel like if you're chasing like me, probably do something crazy. That's the only way you can.
I think it's the Morris captain that you got to go for. Everybody's going to go with Solanke, and I know they're playing Sheffield, but I think after a huge loss, I always think that the team just wants to fight back. I really do.
All right. With that, we've come to the end of the show today. Thanks, Richie, again, as usual. Thanks for gracing the show. Let's do this again sometime. To our listeners, like, follow, subscribe, share on YouTube as well. We have a YouTube channel now, in case we haven't mentioned. So please follow us on YouTube, subscribe, so you can get the notification anytime we have new episodes out. If you like this content, or if you feel like this is giving you more, some value, please like, rate, share. Until we see you again next week, just wishing you all great hours.